T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Monday week beginning edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jamin Anderson in as my co-host. Jeff, I promise we'll be back. We just don't know exactly when. Max Power produces and engineers. He's there every single day. And 869-1240 is our phone number if you'd like to reach out to us today on the show. And this is What's on Tap on our show, brought to you by Hatman Jacks, right there in the Delano District at 601 West Douglas. Jesse Newell joins us from the Kansas City Star at 425. Get caught up on college football from his perspective, and a little bit about the Royals, who had a nice sweep of the Minnesota Twins over the weekend up at Kauffman Stadium. At 4:45, Corrigan Bartlett from the Cheney Diamond Dogs, a Wichita State player, will join us as Cheney prepares to meet the Santa Barbara Foresters tonight in the championship game of the NBC World Series at X Stadium. Cheney with one loss, the Foresters with no losses, so Cheney would need to win two games tonight in the double elimination tournament to be crowned the 2020 NBC World Series champs. And at 5 o'clock, Austin Meek, he works for the newspaper in Ann Arbor, Michigan, formerly from the Topeka Capital Journal. He will weigh in on the decision looming from the Big Ten about whether to play its college football season. Jamin's here at 5:25. Jamin has a game for us.
I do.
You are like Santa Claus, bringing games to our show. We appreciate it. A rare Monday game. How you been?
I've been good. You know, this is I'm not used to being here to start off the week, but this will be a good one. There's a lot to talk about.
Mondays are always plentiful in topics because always when there's sports going on. And right now there's some sports going on.
We actually have some sports.
So we had a baseball weekend to talk about. We had an NBA weekend we can talk about. We got a good one in the NBA starting at 5:30, the Raptors and Bucks.
Oh, there you go.
Now, I hope they're both playing all their people.
I do, too.
Those teams are starting to kind of pull back a little and rest for the playoffs.
Right, if their seed is locked up or they can't go anywhere one way or the other. This is the probable Eastern Conference Finals.
I would think.
I mean, I know there's Boston, but without Ben Simmons, you can almost say Philly has no shot.
What about Indiana?
And I don't
Miami.
I don't buy that those teams can beat the Bucks or Raptors in a 7-game series. So or a 5-game or whatever they're going to play. No, I think those are the two best teams and I really hope they play because that'll be a fascinating series.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's the series we want. I wouldn't count Miami or Indiana out. But I think the East is pretty strong, finally. We've had years where the East has nothing, and this year you go all the way down to Philadelphia, 6 strong. Now the Brooklyn Nets and the Orlando Magic are going to get in, and right now they're 7 under .500. So
right. Well, the Nets have shocked people in the bubble.
They've played pretty well in the bubble.
They've had some wins over some top teams. Now, obviously, that's just a good story. And they're going to get matched up with who? Toronto, it looks like, right?
Yes.
So good luck to the Nets. I think Toronto's just too deep and too good defensively to get upset. So if anybody gets upset, I think the Bucks have a small chance. But I just don't see the Raptors getting upset in this.
West is loaded with Dallas as the 7th seed, and they're a very good team. But the 8th seed Memphis is also below 500, and they're trying to hold on as Portland chases them.
Right.
We'd much rather see Portland in than Memphis.
Depends on if you
Dame?
If you prefer.
Don't we want Dame
yeah,
in?
Yeah, but Memphis is a young, exciting team.
We love Ja Morant. His future's coming.
And Brandon Clark is very good. That's a very interesting young team, but you're right. We'd rather see Dame and CJ McCollum. I agree. I think the West is going to be if the East is going to be a dogfight, the West certainly will be. Who are the top two seeds in the West?
Lakers and Clippers
Lakers
right
and Clippers.
Now.
Okay.
But Denver and Houston are right there.
Yeah.
It's very jam-packed. And don't count out the Spurs or the Suns for that seventh seed or for that eighth
seed
either.
Yeah.
And even the Pelicans. It's tight.
I think, they actually just got eliminated. If I'm not mistaken, the Pelicans have been eliminated.
Have they?
Yeah.
Well, they're 30 and 40, and the eighth seed right now, Memphis, is 33 and 38.
Yeah, I think that just came out.
They're gone.
Zion was not going to make the playoffs. But regardless, just imagine if the top four seeds in each conference hold, which they probably won't, but just if they do, look at the matchups that we're probably going to get. I mean, in the West, you'd have L.A., Houston. Lakers, Houston?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, or Clippers.
Well, I like some of the first round matchups. How do you not like Clippers Mavericks?
Yeah. Absolutely.
How do you not like Denver, Utah? Houston, Oklahoma City.
Some sixes.
Those are good.
Yeah, some sixes and sevens could beat some twos and threes in this thing. And without the advantage of home court, That has to play a small factor in maybe getting some upsets. So I'm looking for, especially in like a game seven situation, right? I mean, if you're the high seed in a game seven, you got to feel a little bit cheated that you're not going to get that advantage. So that could lead us to some interesting seeding issues. But
did you watch late evening golf?
You know, I did watch some late evening golf. And I didn't actually,
fun.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't think that I was gonna, you know, be quite as wrapped up as I was, but I did watch a little of that and very cool primetime golf.
It looked like the judging panel for Simone Biles in the 2016 Olympics for a while. Everyone was 10.
Right.
I would have used, that's the line I would have used in a column.
Right.
I would have written it. I think it would have been pretty good. It's not as good when you have to say it.
No, but that's a good line. That's a good line.
It's all right.
And that was a great leaderboard. Fantastic.
It was.
All kinds of intrigue. Young guys, untested guys, proven guys. I really enjoyed the last 2 days, actually. Saturday and Sunday's leaderboards were both fantastic.
I tried to tell Jeff and Jason Duda that Colin Murakawa is a rising star, and they mocked me. They laughed at me when I picked him, and when I picked Dustin Johnson, they both gave me grief over those two picks.
Well,
yet one finished first, one finished in a tie for second.
The good news is that I did not mock you, so you're free now to get out your I told you so's, and I will say nothing against it.
It's
so
there.
You go get it. I'm not stopping you.
I loved my. I think Morikawa is on the verge. I love his temperament on the course. He's hits the heck out of the ball. He's unflappable. It's hard to predict who's going to be the next big thing because we are so often wrong.
Right.
And Jordan Spieth does not look like that guy anymore.
Sure.
This guy. I'm making a prediction right now. He'll win at least five majors.
Five. It's hard to win five.
It
majors.
Is hard. That's.
I mean, but getting one at 23 is a good place to start, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's. And Koepka even said, and Koepka's, you know, kind of got his big mouth shut a little bit by his final round. But he even, you know, was very complimentary and was talking about the younger guys and the Wolf and some of them, Scheffler, who, you know, his comment was they come out of college ready to hit the tour running.
Absolutely.
And he's not wrong. And, you know, golf.
Koepka, what was Koepka thinking? Now, my wife is, she's done with Koepka.
Right.
I try to tell her that this seems out of character for him.
I don't think so. It's kind of in character, isn't it?
Was it way out of bounds, or was it just a guy saying, oh, you want to talk about these people? I'm the guy.
You didn't have to throw Dustin Johnson under the
bus. I guess you didn't. But
he ran over Dustin Johnson, then backed up and ran him over again. Because just because a guy has one major, and McIlroy's comments, did you see McIlroy's comments?
McIlroy was, I like McIlroy.
He was defending Johnson and saying, you know, I don't think we need to go there. It's hard to win a major, and you shouldn't disparage a guy having one major because you have three.
Maybe Koepka was just a little bit put off by the question, like, you know, well, hey, what about me? I'm the guy on tour.
I think there's a way to say that.
It's me now.
But there's a way to say that without bringing the other guy into the conversation is my point.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
I understand. I'm kind of anti-Koepka, so I'm not a fan. I don't necessarily like the braggadocio in golf.
Let's get to the phones. Andrew, who's out at the NBC World Series, I'm sure. Is this going to be a game tonight, or is Santa Barbara just too much better than anybody else in the field?
I got to be an SCL guy here. I'm pulling for the Sunflower Collegiate League. I'm pulling for Cheney tonight, but Santa Barbara's a really good team. I think they'll probably get it done in one. I'll be very, very happy if Cheney gets the first dub, but I really think Santa Barbara is going to win this one tonight. They already beat Cheney once, so that could be a little bit of a bullying factor for the Diamond Dogs. So we'll have to see what happens, but I think Santa Barbara gets it done tonight, whether in one or
well,
two.
Well, you always want to see it come down to a winner-take-all final game. You'd love to see Cheney win the first game and then really have the drama set in for game two. Game one, the pressure's on Cheney. There's no pressure on Santa Barbara.
It really is. And actually, about 3 days ago, I predicted this. I said, in my opinion, I said that it was going to be Cheney, Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara was going to lose the first one. Cheney's going to win the second. Santa Barbara loses the first one, and then Cheney loses the second one for Santa Barbara to win. So I'm really excited for tonight, and it'll be some great baseball. I've loved this year's format and the timing, running the streams. It's been a blast.
Well, Andrew, have a good time out there.
Thanks, guys. Your worst call, y'all. Have a good day.
See, Skinner last week or the week before called the show, and in Brooks Koepka fashion said that the three worst callers we had were Andrew, Michael, and another guy that calls the show occasionally called Chip. Now, that's not in the spirit of good sportsmanship here on the show.
Right.
It scarred Andrew. And Andrew, you've got to rise above that.
He signs off worst caller. That's
yeah. And let it go. You are not the worst caller. There are no bad callers.
Right.
We love all of our callers, as I say frequently on this show. So don't let Skinner get to you.
You can't stoop to that level.
Can't.
No. You can't let it. It's not worth it. So that is Koepka-esque, isn't it?
It is Koepka-esque.
That's disappointing from Skinner, honestly.
It is a little disappointing.
I didn't realize he had the bluster.
We don't call out other callers on this show, hopefully. Our callers are one big happy family.
Right.
And they defend one another rather than, although on the Rome show, that's not the case.
A couple of weeks ago, I was here, and you kind of took umbrage with a call and got on to a gentleman. So every once in a while, if the mood is right and somebody strikes the wrong chord, you might give it to them a little bit. But I didn't think you were excessive. But you might give it to them a little bit. You've been known to do that from time to time.
Well, I reserve the right.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, sure. You know, I reserve the right as one of the hosts of the show.
Fair enough.
if somebody is outlandish or off the mark, then I'm going to let them know about that, and we're going to have some give and take. But I never say that you're a terrible caller.
Right. You don't run anybody,
no.
In other words.
Well, I've run people.
I was going to say, in the parlance of the Rome show, you don't run them very often, though. How about that?
I don't run callers very often. In fact, the last one I ran was, I believe, Friday, and that was Jeff.
Oh,
does that count?
Yes. If he wants to call in, then he's probably going to get run no matter what, I would imagine. That's because do you call in? I mean, I believe he ran you. Once upon a time, when you
he
called
may
in to just saying, he probably ran you. So it's okay.
You know, one thing I'm learning as we go through this show today, don't start your Dylan's Delivery shopping list at the time you're doing a radio show.
Why?
Because they text you and tell you what they don't have.
Right.
And apparently they're out of my favorite brand of popcorn.
Oh, no. And now you got to say, no, this is not acceptable. This is not. You got to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Pop Secret is our favorite brand of popcorn, microwave popcorn. And apparently they don't have that.
It's everyone else's favorite brand as well.
Apparently. So I'm having to deal with
Orville Redenbacher.
They've got Orville.
Sure.
And I like Orville Redenbacher, but it's not as good as Pop Secret. Or they've got Act Two, whatever that is.
Now, this is the kind of stuff that the people listening want to know, Bob. What's the flavoring? Is it extra butter? Is it
light butter?
It's light butter. Light butter.
Yeah, very light.
Not movie theater.
But
stuff.
It's a very good microwave popcorn. Pop Secret.
I agree.
And I'm distraught now that this is the first time I've dealt with this, and Barbara, who is my shopper,
right,
doesn't seem to be that upset. And what I need her to do is to run to another Dylan's and find Pop Secret.
This is how important this is to you.
This is very important.
Barbara, if you're listening, which of course you're not because you're working, but you know, if you were listening, this is Bob can't go on. He's visibly shaken.
We'll
Barbara.
Try the act two, although I don't know what that is. So I'm sending her a text. This shopping via Messenger is amazing.
Isn't it?
I really appreciate the and it's $9.95 to get your groceries shopped for, bagged, and delivered.
That seems
to me to be an incredible convenience.
Good deal. Well, and what I find interesting is if you do, for instance, the Walmart, and I'm sure Dylan's the same, if you do the Walmart and they don't have something, they'll do a substitution. Right?
Right.
Like you're saying.
That's what they're doing.
But if they have the same brand in a larger size, they'll give you the larger size for the price of the one that you bought.
Well, I don't know that they're doing that.
Okay. Well, Walmart will. So it happened a couple of months ago that sugar, the size of sugar that's normally bought by the family is the one that, you know, I don't know the poundage, probably 5 pounds or whatever. They didn't have it. So they substituted the largest bag of sugar they had. So there's a 20-pound monstrosity. I don't know how. I don't know.
That's crazy.
For the same price as the
five. For the same price.
But sugar forever, essentially. It was
well,
nuts.
Well, I appreciate all of the shoppers who do this.
Sure.
And they communicate with you and they let you know what's going on. Just don't do it as you're beginning a radio show.
I hope that you'll have to give us an update on the Act Two. I will be asking for an update on the Act Two because if it's terrible, I need to know. I need to know to run away from the Act Two.
Here's Skinner. Skinner, welcome to the show.
Uh-oh.
You've hurt Andrew, Skinner.
Tell him to get over it. Hey, so I listened to his call. Now, can you hear me fine and dandy on my cell phone?
We got you.
Yeah, but am I coming in loud and clear and you can understand me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, when Andrew's called, I could catch some of his jargon, but it sounds like he's got too much bubblegum in him, and I've heard you gripe about his cell phone before. I had a terrible time trying to figure out what the hell he was saying. Then I did catch him boast that Oh, he predicted that it was the Cheney Diamond Dogs versus Santa Barbara in the championship game. I mean, hell, I can do that all day, too. After the fact, who is he, Jimmy the Geek?
Thank you, Skinner. We appreciate it.
Hell, I can do that all day, too.
You think I'm done, Bob?
Who is he, Jimmy the Geek?
Well, I'm hearing reverb, and we do have an interview we need to get to. And and honestly, Skinner, as much as I love you, I'll tell you when you're done. There he goes.
Oh, man.
Listen, we don't want acrimony here,
Jimmy,
on the show.
Jimmy the Geek.
Well, that was a good line.
Ah, come on.
And listen, if it's good-natured between our callers, do you feel like that's good-natured between...
I feel like Skinner maybe not so good-natured.
Maybe piling on
may
a
have
little
a little bit of a legitimate beef. Maybe not a playful beef.
Huh.
We'll see.
The musical theme this week, I just came up with this. You know, I've got Alexa over here.
Sure, sure.
Okay, well, you can't say the name or she'll start asking a lot of questions.
Uh-huh.
So I have Alexa. The idea today was just a random song. Just
okay.
Alexa, play a song.
Sure.
So the music you're going to hear today is just random songs that she chose.
I know, that's a good idea.
I like it.
That should be a whole week.
It is going to be a
whole
week.
Okay, I was going to say, depending on how today goes, but apparently you liked the choice.
I liked it.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute. We'll talk with Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.